the meat that you buy already sliced to cook with eggs. Is that what, do you call that bacon now, if it's already sliced?
Oh yeah, we call it bacon.
Mm-hmm. What about the fat salt pork that you might boil with greens?
What's that?
What was that exactly?
It was the same thing as bacon. I guess. I don't know if it was just white. It wasn't cured or smoked.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know. I guess that white side meat is just that portion of the middling of the slab of bacon that's just not cured. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Sow belly, fat back, anything else?
Oh, your fat back. No, now listen, that fat back, we used to call it white side.
What you...
And fat back, same thing.
Mm-hmm. But fat back is a newer word?
I don't think so. Maybe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't use any of that particular kind of meat now. But if I was going to tell my wife, I says, go down to the store and buy some white side.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say fat back.
Uh-huh. What about the...
And I know it was, in my own way of associating the two, that I know it was either one. But
mm-hmm.
I'd tell her to go get some white side.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the edge of the bacon that you cut off before you slice it?
The skin.
Okay. And you might take the person that cuts and sells meat, you call him a...
The man that cuts and sells meat.
Or the person that kills the meat and sells it.
Butcher.
Okay. Did you used to use that word?
Yeah.
Do you think of him as being behind a meat counter or someone who...
Yeah. He's a butcher.
Uh-huh. What about, say, you take the trimmings and cut them up and slice them and grind them?
Trimmings.
And then what would you make out of it?
Cracklings.
Or say you might grind it and season it and stuff it and...
Sausage.
Mm-hmm. And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is...
Spoiled.
And what do you call the inside parts of the hog that you eat?
We call them the chitlins.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Liver.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard liver and...
Lights.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a part of that organ somehow with the liver. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But liver and lights.
Mm-hmm.
L-I-G-H-T-S. Seemingly that's well pronounced.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I don't like it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know today whether they separate that. I just don't know. But I have heard of liver and lights being associated together.
Mm-hmm. What about harslet or haslet?
Oh yeah, haslet. That's right.
What's that?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the inside of the hog. Now, like I say, I don't butcher. Well, I mean, I never have, but they don't butcher hogs like they used to.
Mm-hmm.
See, and you're not around, and you hear those words used. But I have heard that word haslet, and it's part of the inside of a hog that people eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that word, but I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. What can you make with the meat from the hog's head?
Souse.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Hog head and cheese.
Okay.
But now listen, we didn't use that. We used that word souse. That
mm-hmm.
was the most common. But I have heard that hog head and cheese used.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing.
Is there anything you could make by cooking and grinding up the liver?
Not as I know of. Liver pudding.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't know of anything that you could do that. I have heard of it, but I didn't know, never seen any of it.
Mm-hmm.